I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And I'm told right now, Susan, that we do have Lenny Randle on the line with us now from Italy. What is it? Good afternoon? Good evening? What time of day is it there, Lenny?
Questa lì è 7 la notte, alla mattina, adesso mangiare.
E qui non buongiorno. Parli
buongiorno ragazzi, Susan. Come te? Bene? Bella, bella.
Bene.
Tutti bene.
Adesso
è l'ora di mangiare. We're eating now.
It's you're eating now. Okay.
Quattro ore mangiare.
I thought it was 6 hours ahead. Not six? Aren't you six?
No, I'm in the Mediterranean. You think in London. See, that's right. You're too British. You got to get that out of here.
Okay. Oh, no. I'll get that out. You know what? We had like a cut and clip to play for you to bring you on. Pete, play that for Lenny, that we got all kinds of stuff for him to hear.
Oh, my God. I'm getting nervous. I'm hiding over here.
No. Don't hide. You got it, Pete? Where's my producer here?
The only other players ever to be elected to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot were Ted Williams, Sandy Koufax, Mickey Mantle, Stan Musial, Warren Spahn, Bob Feller, and Jackie Robinson. And the most amazing thing about it is that Joe DiMaggio was not elected on the first ballot. And the lights have just gone off here at Shea Stadium. We've had a power failure here at Shea Stadium. The lights are all off with the exception of the emergency light. So the lights are off here at Shea Stadium. All the lights are off. We see matches being lit around, cigarette lighters. The emergency lights are on in the areas around the hallways, the corridors, and what have you. But a power failure here at Shea Stadium.
Bello, Randall. At the plate when that happened. What do you remember about that?
I thought it was God or Moses saying, hey, I'm on hold here. You're coming up, pal. I'm going, what? I thought it was a calling. I thought, okay, what's the catch? You know, I swung at the pitch, took off. You know, I'm from Compton, and we play with no lights, so I'm used to that. It's okay.
First to third, and nobody saw it.
Well, it was Manny Trillo and Ivan De Jesus, which, you know, second Manny and Ivan. And I played winter ball, and they tackled me between first and second. And I'm going, wait, this is not baseball tackle. They go, no, you can't. I go, no, I see the bases. I would keep going.
So you kept going.
I want that hit back. Yeah, I kept going. I didn't see the stop sign. Buckner was playing it like it was a regular. He was at first. He was like, okay, dude, go for two. You know, so I went for two. Yeah, it was weird. All of a sudden, everybody goes, no, you got to stop. Something's wrong. And we thought it was, I don't know, curtain call, Son of Sam. We didn't know what was going on. It was crazy. It was a crazy moment. So we stood out at second for a while and chit chat and goes, this is a joke. We're being punked. It's not happening. I know Donald Grant paid the bill. I think he paid the bill. And then Willie Mays goes, get your butt in there. So I got my butt in there and he says, they might beat you up. Things are crazy right now. What are you worried about? Well, Piggy's worried about his tomatoes. he had a cabbage patch in the bullpen. In the bullpen. So everybody go to turn on the lights and make sure nobody messes up with Piggy's vegetables. So they turn on the car lights. All the players had their cars in the parking lot. They'd go in the parking lot. So as that was going on, somebody said, I think it was Bobby Valentine at Cranfield, let's take infield, imaginary infield. So we had our, we had on the white pinstripe suits. No ball. So we grabbed our gloves, we ran out on the field, started doing the best infield, turning double plays. Flynn was flipping double plays. All of a sudden, Stearns goes, let's get two. So we got a double play, threw an imaginary ball. The fans were giving us a standing ovation. And then somebody yelled, free ice cream! Baskin and Robbins, it's melting! So we went, this is not happening. And some old lady on the elevator was yelling, because one of the guys just wants to go up through the elevator and go, dude, there's no power. So then he goes, it's a mess! It's a freaking mess! It's a mess! They go, lady, we're buying. Okay, let's just get on, get to the ice cream before it all melts. I'll love you forever. So we never got dressed. The shower, we couldn't see anything. So we stayed on uniforms the whole about 2 hours.
And then you just went home. You guys just went home.
We didn't go home. We were in the parking lot signing autographs. We were hostages. We couldn't see the subway. We couldn't see our cars. It was dark.
No, I can't. When did you realize that it was the whole city and not just Shea Stadium?
We didn't know what part of the city it was because no one had any information. Ralph Kiner and so we figured, how would they know? They didn't have cell phones. There was no communication. There was no power. The radios in our car were the only way that we had to find out to work. And the radios were, so we went, okay, this is it. The world's coming to an end. It's an invasion. We didn't know. No, we couldn't communicate. We couldn't go home because traffic was backed up. There were no stoplights working. It was dark. So everybody was we'll have a camp out. Booyah, let's sing. So we entertained. We just took it lightly.
Well, Lenny, you entertained all right because, we remember you here in New York on large measure because you were batting at the time of the blackout, as we're discussing. And I want Pete to play something else here because I think nationally you are remembered for a particular play in which you actually influenced the track of a slow roller up the third base line. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, Lenny, listen to this play-by-play clip, and then we're going to have to talk about this.
Otis, right-handed hitter against reliever Larry Anderson. Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll. Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul. Randle puts on quite a show, and here comes Jim Frey out, and he's going to protest with home plate umpire Larry McCoy that Randle cannot get down and influence the direction of the baseball. A little full swing trickler by Otis down the third baseline.
All right, now let me ask you this right off the top, okay? Sometimes things become almost urban legends. As honestly as you can recall, was the spin on that ball such that it was going to go foul anyway, or did you literally blow it foul?
I yelled it foul, and Peter, give me 20. Drop and give me 20 push-ups. I'm long-winded. Every time that play plays, I get a ping in my hip. Out of my neck, and my throat. I still feel it. I'm getting Googled. So, guys, give me a break already. I just yelled it foul. I have bad breath.
I just yelled it. Okay.
I yelled it. Go foul. Go foul. Go. Say that to Susan right quick. Peter, do it. Do Peter. yell it. Yeah, okay, it's a true story.
So what you did was yell at it, sort of like, Mark Fidrich used to talk to the ball.
Like a balloon, you sing Happy Birthday, and while you're singing, if you're close to the candles on the cake, the candles will go out.
So that's it. You know, isn't when you were in for those who don't know, Lenny also is very musical. And was that in Seattle when you started singing, or did you always do that?
No, the Kingdom song was out there, and we were doing the song called The Kingdom with the players for Dave Thinking, who had a voice recorder like Stevie Wonder and the Atlanta Children. So players were entertaining on and off the field. We were trying to do anything to get six fans in the stands.
We have so that, too.
I think we have that, too.
Yeah, we have that, too. So, Pete, play the little
Lenny
Kingdom
Randall,
song.
This is your life.
Yeah, this is your life, Lenny Randall. You think you can get away from us being in Italy?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Is this Ed Sullivan show or what?
No. No, it's what? Yeah, this is your life. Pete, do you have that? Let's play the little bit of the song. Yes? No?
Susan Howley, I'll never forget this.
This is trying to communicate in the 21st century during a global pandemic.
No, tell him to go to YouTube and play it off YouTube. It's got over 150,000 to 200,000.
That's where I found it. That's where I found it. I guess I said it to him. They can't do it. We're all in different places. Howie's out in Long Island. I'm in Westchester, and the studio is in Manhattan. So and you're in Italy. Bella. Oh, I love Italy. I do want to know. I know you've lived there for over 30 years. When and why and what have you been doing there? Just to bring everybody up to speed.
It's a calling. When I was in college, I met a lot of players during the Olympic team and during the Pan Am Games in Cuba, Puerto Rico, 31 different countries, and Italy and Japan and China. So the players would go, "You need to come over here one day and play and live." And I said, "Sure, I will." And then I met my principal in high school, and he goes, "You need to go to Italy and play and live." And then I met Ted Wins, "You need to go to Italy." And Joe DiMaggio, "You need to go to Italy." And I'm like, "Okay, guys, I'm going already." Because they saved the world by beating Hitler. I was in the history. I was a history major. I was on state. So all the guys went, "Dude, if you're really smart, you'll play over there and retire over there and train the kids and help find the next Joe DiMaggio. Or the next Mike Piazza." I'm like, bing, school, open up a school, go play there. Yeah, I had a vision. So they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. I said, "You either come now, Lenny, or never." And I left the Mariners, and I went over, met everybody from the chapel and Cardinal Giuseppe, and I said, "I'm done. I'm with America, I'm going to be here." And we went to a team that's like the Yankees called Nettuno. They were the number one team in Italy. And a guy named Giordano set up the relationship so that I could learn the language in 2 weeks, so that I could have a 5-course meal every day, so I could stay in a penthouse suite, BMW. I felt guilty. So I said, I might as well win a batting title for Billy Martin and Telly Williams and Yogi Berra. They heard me saying this, and they go, "You know they came here?" I'm going, "Really? Yeah, Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe came here." I go, "Well, where did they eat? Where did they go?" They said, "He ate over there. He had a ball in Villa Borghese," which is a villa that was one of a prince of Italy. And when they went to his field, which was a baseball army field, all the Marines and Navy guys played here. And they gave us matzahs, which are bats. And we gave them pizzas. Okay, that sounds like a trade-off. And he goes, "It worked for Hitler. When the soldiers were starving, we gave them pizza, they gave us all their guns, and they dropped on the floor." And that's how we beat them. They were hungry. What a story, I got to see. So they showed me all these pictures. I was hooked. I was going to Sicily, Sardinia, Bronte, Palermo, Catania, Milan, you name a city, I was there. And then Frank Sinatra.
Well, here's one for you.
Danny Gambino comes over. Go ahead.
Lenny, you mentioned Mike Piazza a couple of moments ago, and, you know, he was the owner for a while. He no longer is, of a soccer team, AC Reggiana. Did you get up there to see that? Were you anywhere near where that is? Do you have any relationship with Mike?
Yeah, I've seen him. We golfed together for time in Lasorda. I flew back for a tournament. See, I'm back 3 or 6 months. I'll come back, do a tournament, or do a charity, or do something. Because I have a request for Mike, and I'll play golf at Lasorda in Chicago. So I flew into Chicago to do his tournament, and then he's flying back to Italy because he wanted to get involved to be a hitting coach for the Italian team, for the national team. And he's a legend. He had no clue. I'm telling all these guys. I brought over Fred Nettles, Fergie Jenkins, Ron LaFleur, Kenny Landreau, John DeAquisto. I brought over 9 guys. We did an exhibition game. Guys, guess what? We played against their team. Guess what happened? You wouldn't believe it. The lights went out. Anzio Stadium. It's Anzio. We're playing a game. Because one team was mad we didn't play them. So they went, okay, we'll pull the plug. So the owner was an electrician. So he goes, don't worry about it. Just keep mingling with the guys. Just keep mingling. And we'll bring out more food. So we ate and played. And it was the most greatest international relationship. Because a lot of these guys, like Tony De Niro, students that getting a chance to play from Pittsburgh University and get a play in America and go pro. And he was like Thurman Munson. I'm like, Jesus, this is Thurman freaking Munson. We had lookalikes over there. We had another Pinella on the team, lookalikes. And I'm going, why don't they discover you? I'm trying to call Tori, Bobby Dolan. I'm saying, we got talent over here. Well, somebody send some scouts over here and sign these guys. And this guy named Roberto Bianchi, clone Mike Piazza. I said, Mike, there's a guy who looks like named Roberto Bianchi, buff, 6'4", hits home runs, bombs. He was on the Olympic team. You can look him up. They offered him $80,000. He goes, I'd make that a week. Why would I want to go to America? That's an insult. So I'll stay on and play on the national team.
Do you still have that school?
Enough money.
Do you still have that school?
Lenny,
it's still there?
Lenny Randle Sports Academy. Lenny Randle.
Oh, that's
great.
You
have a computer. Real quick, LennyRandleSportsTours.com. Boom, shows everything. The interviews, the players, Eddie Marlene, the Olympic team. I'm training a kid now. His name is Aldo. Baseball player in Parma. Commutes, went to school here in America. I'm also training the girls' Olympic team, Olympic stars. Lisi put to look her up. There's 3 of them. They all got scholarships in San Diego. So they commute. We train them. Get them ready for scholarships, get them through the culture, get them all their visas and passport. Boom, they play in America, they play in San Diego, they go to Texas, any school that we want. 450,000 kids we've gotten free scholarships for over a 30-year period. We've been very blessed.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at your Lenny Randle Sports Academy. Right under that, it says, don't blow it, go to college.
That's our theme.
Don't blow it, go to college. And there's a picture of you down, so don't blame us. There's a picture of you right on your website of you down there with your mouth open, either yelling at the ball or blowing it. That's great. That's great.
Susan, you're hired. You're my personal assistant now. You can tell the difference between yelling and blowing.
No, I know the difference. That's a yell. That is an absolute yell.
So, Lenny, before we let you go, you're known for several different things in baseball. One of them being at bat when the blackout hit. The other one blowing the ball foul or, you know, yelling it foul. And obviously, you know, you're a guy who belted your manager, Frank Lucchese, and wound up going from the Rangers as the result of that to the Mets, having a good year with the Mets in 77. First of all, did you think you'd ever play again after the Lucchese incident? And which of those three are you, in your mind, most remembered for?
I think I'm remembered for showing up and playing like Willie Mays said, till I get dirty, because I always left the field with the dirty guys on the field. I left it all in the field. So his son apologized, and he sent me a letter. So that was dropped. We handled that privately. And then when I came to New York, because I was with Billy Martin and Ted Williams, two of the greatest patriots and war heroes on the planet, and Jimmy Pearsall and Yogi. So I was in great protection, great tutelage, great mentors. They said, whatever you do, we know how you are. We know who you are. Don't worry about it. We got this. And then all of a sudden, Jesse Jackson calls up and goes, listen, we know reputation. We got 15 players going to testify for you, including Lou Brock, Toby Hara, Bob Gibson, and they all showed up in court. And it was amazing. And the judge goes, who's this guy? That's Mickey freaking Mantle, okay? That's Mickey freaking Mantle. Judge goes, this is over with. I think I got the hint here. What do you want, judge? I want a pair of Billy Martin boots. That's all I want. This case is closed. This is a joke. This guy's had a history of messing with people, and it's happening today, and they call you names and they attack you, but you got to keep working. You know, you got to keep working. You got to look the other way. You got 4 or 5 cheeks. So I said, what am I going to do now? Willie Mays, Jesse called me, and all the players go, look, bro, just go be you. Just go play ball. Booty Coon, just go be you. Just go be you. You're doing a great thing. You're helping more people than God. So I said, okay, thank you.
Well, Lenny, Lenny, we thank you for joining us all the way from Italy. It's yours has been a varied and interesting baseball and private life, and we appreciate you taking some time with us.
Most interesting man in baseball. I remember that phrase, and you sure are. You sure are. Thank you so much, Lenny. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Grazie.
Thanks, Lenny.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.